Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio, where we bring you information about Minnesota's National Guard, the military community, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon Program, and Department of Veterans Affairs. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is also a Vietnam veteran of the United States Air Force and a member of the VFW and American Legion. Now, here's Tom Lyons.
Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm Tom Lyons. On today's show, we'll discuss the challenges facing Minnesota's unemployed veterans, and we'll learn about a Better Business Bureau program to help protect service members. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash.
Congratulations, Faribault, on becoming Minnesota's newest Yellow Ribbon City. It was an honor to award this distinction on Friday, alongside Senator Klobuchar, Senator Franken, Secretary of State Mark Ritchie, and General Craig McKinley, the Chief of the National Guard Bureau. Yellow Ribbon Networks provide an invaluable service within our communities. I frequently receive feedback from service members and families across Minnesota who have received support in the form of lawn care, child care, meals, car repairs, household chores, and tutoring. Yellow Ribbon Networks have all demonstrated willingness to aid military families in many of these ways. Yellow Ribbon Networks are committed to increasing the accessibility of health care through TRICARE and mental health providers. This allows local military families to receive the care they need without having to worry about medical bills or travel. Yellow Ribbon business communities are committed to assist veteran job seekers to find employment that will build on the strong leadership skills they develop during a deployment. And of course, our Yellow Ribbon networks across Minnesota are always involved in the send-offs and returns of our service members. We appreciate these visible signs of support on these very emotional days. Faribault and other Yellow Ribbon cities are modeling the behavior on how communities unite and synchronize to support our service members, veterans, and military families. And I sincerely appreciate this commitment. I encourage you to be a part of your local Yellow Ribbon Network. Visit beyondtheyellowribbon.org to find out how.
Thank you, General Nash. For more information, please go to minnesotamilitaryradio.com. Joining us now from the Minnesota National Guard is Captain Ron Jarvie from Deployment Cycle Support. Welcome to the show, Captain.
Thank you.
Captain, in the last month or two, we've had over 2,700 soldiers from the Minnesota National Guard's 1st Brigade Combat Team come back from Kuwait. Kind of a happy moment, isn't it?
It is. It is. And at the same time, there's a lot of challenges that they'll come across with just the natural transition of deployment.
And, Captain, employment is a hot issue today because all those folks came back. And, of course, there's a lot of veterans looking for work. But you're involved in the Interagency Military Employment Work Group. Can you tell me what that's about?
Sure. About a year ago, as a concern came about from Major General Richard Nash, he heard concerns of employment, and what he wanted to accomplish was to ensure that we had a plan ready for these brigade soldiers when they came home. And so over the last year, I facilitated this Interagency Employment Working Group, and really the intent was to synchronize our local, state, and federal resources and messaging. The support was always there. However, one of the issues that we took a look at was how easy is it to find that employment support? And so we took a look at the current employment strategies that we were using. We took a look at those gaps that maybe we identified that could be improved or refined, and we have now implemented a process that makes it easier for the soldier in a three-step process. And it's a more efficient and effective way to do business. And it definitely helps not only the service member, but also the employer.
Captain, can you tell us how long have you been in the military?
Been in for about 10 years now. January will be my 10-year mark. So I got to decide now whether I'm going to stay or whether I'm going to go. And I think I'm going to stay. So
you're in, Captain. And you've been deployed.
I have been Basra, Iraq in 2009 to 2010.
So that gives you a real good idea, your own experience about what it is to be deployed and coming home and looking for work, and a lot of empathy for these soldiers coming back looking for employment.
Absolutely. That was the main issue that we saw, or when we even when I came back just a couple of years ago, was you could type in employment, veteran employment support, and you would find 1,500 different websites. And we realized through this working group that we needed to really make that process a little bit easier for our service members.
Well, Captain, can you fill us in? Who are the members of the Interagency Military Employment Work Group?
We have over 20 different partners. It started out with about five partners, and it's grown over the last year to include everybody from deployment, Department of Employment and Economic Development, DEED, Department of Veterans Affairs. We have the Minnesota State Colleges and Universities involved, our County Veteran Service Officers, Resource, you name it. They're at the table. There's a lot of support for helping our veterans out.
We're speaking with Captain Ron Jarvie from the Minnesota National Guard on Minnesota Military Radio on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Captain, we've had Mike Finley on the show a month or two ago, and he was talking about an employment resource team that went to Kuwait. Can you tell us how many soldiers did they help, and is it working?
Sure. This has been a great initiative. It's the first time ever that anybody has sent a team to Kuwait to help out with the employment and education support. The brigade has been very helpful in the fact that the leadership is behind us, and it's led us to start these new initiatives. It started with the DEED survey, which we surveyed the soldiers and found about 500 of those brigade soldiers needed support in employment, and that caused us to send this team to Kuwait. We worked on resumes, interviewing, networking skills, and we're proactive in the approach that we took. And this is, again, a new initiative that no one's ever done before. And it has translated over to now 64 soldiers we've already found out that have found employment based off of some of the training that they've received in Kuwait and then when they've come home. And then when they hit the 30-day reintegration event coming up here starting in the next couple weeks, we build on that curriculum, and we've totally revamped the way that we do business when it comes to employment support at a reintegration event. So they will certainly have a much more robust program for employment.
Captain, it sounds like the program's showing some good early results.
Absolutely.
And how did the soldiers react to it? Were they happy that they were there? And tell us, there were some civilians there from some major corporations that helped them with the interviewing process, too.
Yes, the employment resource team consisted of Best Buy, a representative from Best Buy, Target, and consisted of DEED. And it was an 11-person team, and that team went out there. And these soldiers just really appreciated, especially from the corporate partners, like I said, Target and Best Buy and U.S. Bank. They really appreciate just sitting down with that employer and getting their perspective on it and learning what it is like to be in the corporate seat.
So we discovered early that there were a lot of soldiers coming back to no jobs. Right. Some of them, I would guess, are gone back to college already or getting ready to.
Right.
And a lot of the rest of them are looking for, they need to find work.
Absolutely. Yeah, education, employment, those are the two big things, and that employment is one that they're very focused on.
Captain, we're going to have to take a short break in a minute, but the landing page, the place for everybody to go if they want to find out how to help veterans get employment, or if you're employers that want to find good employees.
Three-step process, Positively Minnesota.
PositivelyMinnesota.com/veterans.
Absolutely.
All right, Captain, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about PositivelyMinnesota.com, and we're going to be joined by Staff Sergeant Eric Node, who was one of your success stories from the Red Bulls. This is Minnesota Military Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. We've been talking with Captain Ron Jarvie from the Minnesota National Guard about employing soldiers and veterans as they return. And Captain, before the break, we touched on PositivelyMinnesota.com/veterans. And if the veterans go to that website, they can get help. And if employers go to that website, they can get help. Can you tell us about that a little bit?
Sure. We synchronize our messaging. It's very easy. Instead of 1,500 websites, we have a one-stop shop. And the step one for the veteran is to connect to a veteran employment representative. They're throughout the state, and those are the main point of contact for our service members, and that goes for any branch of service. And then the next thing that we want our service members to use is GPS Life. Goals plus plans equals success is a way that they can create tangible, measurable goals And then this allows them to, it gives them guidance. What we saw before is that our service members would go into the workforce centers. They'd say, get me a job, any kind of a job. And then when a $10 an hour job came by, they said, no, I don't want that job. Or when it came to an engineering job, they said, I don't want that job. So it really helps them get that guidance that they need, and it makes the process a lot more efficient and effective. And then the final step for our service members is to get the resume posted on MinnesotaWorks.net. And then it translates over to the employer. We want all of our employers to also post their job opportunities to MinnesotaWorks.net as well. And this is where we can have our service members and our employers meet. Deed has now added an option on MinnesotaWorks.net where you can select yourself as a veteran or a service member, and then the employers can also denote themselves as a veteran-friendly employer. And so this way we can connect them even more efficiently. The second step for our employers is that we want them to reach out to our veteran employment reps as well. Creating these relationships and these partnerships within the communities is important. And then finally, get involved with the Yellow Ribbon communities. They're all throughout the state. It's a blessing in Minnesota to have the support through these Yellow Ribbon communities. And they are the ones that are really here to synchronize at the lowest level. And so being a part of that, they will for sure, employers will be able to find these service members within their communities.
And the website, positivelyminnesota.com/veterans. Now that's available to all veterans, active duty, reserve, guard, and all veterans, if anyone that needs work.
Anybody. We have all branches of service in Minnesota. And so this is Army, Air, Navy, Marines, Coast Guard, everyone.
And Captain, joining us now is Staff Sergeant Eric Node. Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio, Sergeant Node.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate it. I'm happy to be here.
I understand that you were deployed with the 1st Brigade?
That's correct, yes.
And just got back, in the last 6 weeks or so?
Yeah, sometime mid-April.
Now, when the employment resource team visited Kuwait to help the soldiers with their some issues about getting jobs, did you participate in that program?
I did. I had the opportunity to participate at two different levels, not only as a unemployed veteran, but I was selected as the employment resources representative for Alpha Company.
And can you tell us from the soldier standpoint, how did that trip go? What did you learn? How did the soldiers react to it?
Well, first, the team that came over couldn't have been a more committed, knowledgeable group of people. We, you know, as soldiers, sometimes we get a little weary of new programs the Army likes to enlist us in. So some of us were like, well, how is this going to go? Is this actually going to benefit us? But as we progressed through the steps of this program, it just became apparent that the information they were providing us, the training, the time they were spending helping us develop goals, resumes, interview techniques, couldn't have been more effective, really.
And I understand you put that to good use. What did you learn from it? What did you do with it? And what were the results?
Well, first, I would have to say it's especially difficult. I mean, the military spends quite a bit of time, energy, and resources into developing professional soldiers. And that skill set can sometimes be difficult to translate into civilian terms where companies can look at it and say, hey, this is something I want in my company. So I think one of the greatest assets was that they sat down and said, okay, let's teach you how to translate your skills so that the employer that you want to work at can see that on paper and you can verbalize it when you sit down with them. So I learned quite a bit about resume development, et cetera, and then with the interviewing, I learned the unique behavioral questionnaire techniques, how to answer the STAR format, and it paid dividends. I'm currently employed at a software company in downtown St. Paul.
So you put some of that to good use, and I understand you were offered a job while you were processing out at Camp Shelby.
Yeah, believe it or not, I was... It was actually quite an experience because I had spent extensive time with Ron and Gina and Dave and all of them working through this process and learning, and then just before I was leaving Mississippi, I get a call for a tentative job offer. So all of us kind of got to celebrate, you know, be a part of that. Having Ron and Gina there was really nice. So it was quite an experience.
I bet you had a pretty good day. You were back from Kuwait. You were on your way home, and you had a job.
What more could a guy ask for, really? Pretty happy.
Captain, it sounds like this process, here's a success story if I've ever heard one.
Absolutely. And there's right now, as the numbers are starting to compound, we have 64 others just like that, and the numbers will continue, and we'll be reporting on those in the future.
Sergeant O, just one more question. If you were asked by a potential employer, why should they hire a soldier or a veteran, what would you tell them?
Hard work and dedication. I mean, it's the one thing we do well in the Minnesota Army National Guard, especially. I don't mean to talk up my own company too much, but Alpha Company, that's what we do. We work hard and we're dedicated. We get stuff done. So,
well, gentlemen, it's nice to hear a story that was successful, and we need a whole bunch more of them. Several hundred more would be great, wouldn't it, Captain?
Absolutely. We'll get them for you.
Captain and Sergeant, I'd like to thank you both for joining us today on Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Captain Ron Jarvie and Staff Sergeant Eric Node from the 1st Brigade Combat Team and talking about employment opportunities for veterans on Minnesota Military Radio. With an unemployment rate twice the average, Minnesota's veterans are facing an unemployment crisis. The good news is that you can help. Each week, we'll feature one veteran's story and ask you to help hire Minnesota's heroes. This week's veteran is Kurt Weber.
Hey, my name is Kurt Weber. I just got back from an deployment from Kuwait. I was at the 1st Brigade Headquarters Unit. When I was in Kuwait, I was an intelligence analyst. I did a lot of research for the soldiers on the ground and helping them out as much as I can. Now that I'm back home, I'm looking to get a job. Looking more going into the sales experience. I've had a lot of work when I was deployed, working with soldiers and working with command staff. So what I'm really looking for right now in the near future is developing some sales, business-type sales association, working with people individually, so that I can use those skills to further myself in a career that I hope to do in terms of owning a few businesses down the road. Thanks so much, and go Red Bulls.
Go Red Bulls. Kurt and hundreds of others are ready to work hard on their next mission. Can we hire Minnesota's heroes? To connect with Kurt, contact Minneapolis Workforce Center at 612-821-4009. That's 612-821-4009. Or to learn more, visit positivelyminnesota.com/veterans. Coming up next on Minnesota Military Radio, we'll learn about the Better Business Bureau's programs to help service members on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. In a minute, we're going to learn about a Better Business Bureau program to help protect service members. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Shelledo.
The Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs has partnered with Lutheran Social Service to provide a unique program for our Minnesota veterans. The CORE program, which stands for Case Management, Outreach, Referral, and Education, is designed to provide confidential and caring professional support to veterans, military members, and their families. CORE is one of the first programs of its kind in the nation and is available at no cost. Individuals can receive addiction counseling, deployment and reintegration assistance, financial counseling, resources, referrals, and counseling for abuse and other types of trauma. Family counseling plans are based on the unique needs of each family and include individual family and marriage counseling, in-home counseling, financial and debt management, stress and anger management counseling, respite care, and caregiver support. Office locations staffed by Lutheran Social Service counselors are available throughout Minnesota. All counselors hold either a master's degree or mental health license and offer flexible services when and where you need them the most. Services are available in office, over the phone, and in home as needed. Our goal is for you to benefit from CORE's professional experience and counseling services to achieve peace and happiness in your life. If you or your family are struggling or having a hard time coping with stress, you are not alone. Help is just a phone call away and available 24/7 at 1-888-881-8261. Visit minnesotaveteran.org for more information about CORE's services and locations.
Thank you, Commissioner Schellido. For more information, please go to minnesotamilitaryradio.com. Joining us now is Vicki Lochen-Poverud from the Better Business Bureau. Welcome to the Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom. It's a pleasure to be here.
Vicki, I understand that you are the Military Program Coordinator for the Military Line Program at the Better Business Bureau.
Yes, I am.
Can you tell me what is that?
Well, the Military Line Program is an outreach program geared at reaching military members, meaning active duty, reserve, guard, veterans, retirees, anyone who has ever worn the uniform or is currently wearing it, and their family members, improving their financial literacy rate, providing education through curriculum, as well as all of the Better Business Bureau services. It is kind of a crowning touch on our 100-year anniversary this year, and we want to add it to our century of service here in the Minnesota and North Dakota area.
Now, Vicki, I understand the Better Business Bureau has been working on this program in other states for some time, but it's relatively new to Minnesota?
Yes. Our Council of Better Business Bureau out of Virginia, which is kind of our headquarters area, they started it in 2004. Our director at that time was Holly Petraeus, and it was created in hand with the Pentagon, with the Department of Defense financial people, and with the experts to provide extra services to the military that we found were lacking that because of the effects of the war.
So they discovered that there was a need or a gap in providing some resources and reached out to the Better Business Bureau to try to fill that need. Is that correct?
Yes, it was a partnership in its development.
And this is a new program in Minnesota this year?
Yes, 21 councils across the nation, 21 bureaus across the nation have adopted this outreach program. And we in Minnesota and North Dakota started it May 19th on Armed Forces Day to start our program in our two states to reach our military families.
And Vicki, so you're relatively new with the BBB, but you and I have something in common, the United States Air Force.
Can you
tell me a little bit about your military career?
I was active duty from 1971 to 79 and Air Force Reserve from 79 to 87. And I was a historian for 12 of those 16 years. I then went on to come back as a federal civil service employee for 14 years. And eight of those, the last 8 years, I worked with military families in North Dakota and Minnesota to provide quality of life issues, counseling in their airmen and family readiness staffs.
Now, I'm curious, did somebody at the Better Business Bureau draft up the job description after they looked at your resume?
Amazingly, no. But I did look at it and wondered if somebody hadn't been listening into my life resume because it was built. Luckily, I've been in all of the environments. I've been a military spouse. I raised three children in the military. I've wore the uniform. I've been in the area. And so I bring that knowledge and those contacts that I have to be able to take this message out on the road. And that's the exciting part of a new assignment.
We're speaking with Vicki Lochen-Poverud from the Better Business Bureau's Military Line Program on Minnesota Military Radio here on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Vicki, can you give me a little overview? What's the mission of the Military Line Program? And you've said it services active duty, reserve, guard, all veterans. What is it you're trying to accomplish?
We're trying to educate the military community and on the scams that exist out there by people who target the military population because of a guaranteed income, because of deployment, repeated deployments. And we also are providing education and curriculum, and we partner with our other community leaders so that we support programs rather than reinvent programs.
So are you a resource that's available to help with the reintegration programs?
Absolutely. We're able to do that. We're able to work with the veterans organizations, Yellow Ribbon communities, private agencies that may have a dedicated interest in supporting military. We're pretty flexible. It's a matter of just getting the word out and making sure that they know all of our services and how dispute resolution, as well as finding honorable companies to work with when they do have to utilize services on a prevention rather than taking care of a problem after it happens.
So, Vicki, you're just now starting to get up to speed. It's a new program in Minnesota. How are you reaching out to the service members?
I have attended a number of Minnesota Department of Veteran Affairs events on women veterans in the last few weeks. I work with the National Guard in both Minnesota and North Dakota. I have contacts both at Minot Air Force Base and Grand Forks Air Force Base, where I served on staff with there. So it's a matter of keeping the information flowing and supporting the programs they have, and ensuring that we can be a resource for the staff, not just the clients that they meet.
Vicki, we have to take a short break. When we come back, I'd like to talk about a couple of specific things you help with, such as fraud prevention and dispute resolution. And we're speaking with Vicki Lochen-Poverud, Military Program Coordinator for the Better Business Bureau's Military Line Program on the Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. I'm here with Vicki Lochen-Poverud from the Better Business Bureau. She's the Military Program Coordinator for the Better Business Bureau's program, Military Line Program. Vicki, I'm curious, are there, there's naughty people out there all over the place, but are there some scams that target our military personnel and our veterans?
Absolutely, and one of the most disheartening one that we have been made aware of in the last year or so is that there are people out there preying on our elderly veterans to sell them the right to be buried in a federal cemetery, a national cemetery, or offering them a good deal on a urn for cremation, that the veterans are being told that this is the only kind that can be accepted in a national cemetery, when in fact none of that is true. Also, some of our veterans, especially ones coming back from the war, are being targeted that for a certain fee that these unscrupulous people will file their disability claims, when in fact that service is free through the Veteran Service Officers, the Minnesota Department of Veteran Affairs, and many of our honorable veteran service organizations such as DAV, VFW, American Legion. So that's what frightens us, is that there are some wonderful benefits that the military have earned, and yet people out there are taking money for it.
So how do you help with that to prevent that?
If people are worrying whether an offer seems too good to be true, absolutely call the Better Business Bureau, and we'd be happy to share our investigation information on those scams.
And Vicki, with the Better Business Bureau's Military Line Program, do you help with fraud prevention for our service members as well?
Absolutely. One of the best ways to prevent fraud is to know before you buy. So if you're going to undertake a major expense, having a kitchen redone, buying a car, check those businesses out through the Better Business Bureau online directory, or you can call our number and our staff will actually look it up for you and give you information about their rating, about if any complaints have been filed against them, how long they've been in business, and that information. You're a smarter consumer, and so there's less likely you're less likely to be taken advantage of.
So the Military Line Program has access to all the Better Business Bureau's data from many, many years tracking businesses as to whether or not they're good businesses.
Absolutely. And if it's not a Minnesota or North Dakota business, then we can direct you to the bureaus that handle wherever that business is located.
We're speaking with Vicki Lochen-Poverud from the Better Business Bureau's Military Line Program on Minnesota Military Radio right here on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Vicki, when we were talking earlier, you said that you help our service members as well with some dispute resolution.
Absolutely.
How does that work?
We offer conciliation and mediation and arbitration services to anyone in the public, not just military, but we want the military to be aware of this. They are totally 100% free. There are no charges. And if you have a problem with a business transaction and you're dissatisfied with what went on, call us, file a complaint, And there are ways, and we have the staff to be able to help you gain some satisfaction. And the most frustrating thing, once you have been taken, sometimes is living with the guilt that you feel that you have harmed your own financial situation. But we're here to help you gain some type of resolution to that problem.
And Vicki, I also understand that you have some educational courses that you're going to be offering.
Absolutely. We have 8 programs that we can present in any audience setting, whether that's a military organization requesting it, down to some of our Beyond the Yellow Ribbon communities, schools, places of work. We have courses on how to buy a car, used cars, new cars, how to buy a home, how to be a smart consumer, how to avoid scams and identity theft, and how to prepare for retirement, and general presentation on the overall services of the Better Business Bureau. And we also have some services and 2 courses that are for youth, designed for teenagers.
And how do our listeners find out about the courses and when they're coming up?
They can just give us a call at the Better Business Bureau and just ask to be connected to the military program, and I'll be happy to schedule it.
And we'll have links to the website and to those phone numbers at facebook.com/Minnesota Military Radio Hour for our listeners. Vicki, I think you also told me that if our listeners want to sign up for it, you have a scam alert.
Absolutely. And when they go online to our initial website, there'll be links there to be able to do that. There's also a newsletter called The Trusted Scout that is specifically military outreach programs, so they can sign up for that as well.
What type of items do you alert them about with this scam alert?
With scam alert, things such as charity scams that are out there, such as investment fraud that is out there, as well as door-to-door, as well as even internet scams that might be, because Better Business Bureau also has a number of employees that are dedicated to looking at that and advertising.
Well, Vicki, it seems like there's a new charity on every corner these days, waving a flag and looking to raise money to help support the troops and their families. So they can actually come to you and find out whether or not it's a legitimate 501c3 foundation with a low expense ratio and those type of information.
We have a rating system on charities, absolutely. They can find out what the percentage of administrative cost is, how much is going out towards the target area. They can find out how long they've been in business. And they can also find out if they have complied with all of the legal requirements for operation. And all of that information is available through our directory as well as we have it online.
What a great resource. Vicki, we're just about out of time. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
Just mainly that we know that finances are definitely an important part in everybody's life, but for the military, it is directly connected with mission readiness. And what Better Business Bureau wants to do is just partner up with the community to be able to support our people in service now and from the past.
Vicki, I'd like to thank you for joining us on Minnesota Military Radio. Sounds like the Better Business Bureau has the right person in the right position for the military program coordinator for the military line program of the Better Business Bureau. That was Vicki Lachen-Poverud. Before we go, a few events happening around the state. First, General Vesey Chapter of the Association of the U.S. Army will be hosting an Army Birthday and Flag Day celebration at the Minnesota Historic Society on June 14th from 5:30 to 8. There'll be a reception and a private viewing of a rare version of the United States Constitution and an even more rare draft of the Bill of Rights, along with the original editions of the 2 State of Minnesota Constitutions. The event costs $25, with proceeds going to support soldiers. Next up, the Dan Patch American Legion and Savage will be hosting their first annual Ride for Rehab, June 9th, starting at 8 a.m. with a pancake breakfast. The ride costs $25. Per bike, or $35, which will include lunch and T-shirt. We're just about out of time. If you have a mailbag question or a suggestion for a topic you'd like us to address, please go to MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com and click on Contact Us to send us a note. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Captain Ron Jarvie, Staff Sergeant Eric Node, Vicki Lachen-Poverud, Commissioner Larry Shelado, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us next week as we'll be recording our show live from the Mankato Air Spectacular with guests from the Minnesota Navy League, Commemorative Air Force, and the USS Minnesota. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
You've been listening to Minnesota Military Radio with Tom Lyons. Tom is the founder and owner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities merger and acquisition firm. This has been a production of Clear Channel, MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com, the Minnesota National Guard, BeyondTheYellowRibbon.org, and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Podcasts of the show are available at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.